All right, so I saw on your many social media posts, you do such a great job. It's like I'm with you every day, but I'm not with you every day. So job well done. Always great to see my dear friend Sean Horn. Look, nobody does what they do when it comes to Medicare. And five-star plans is what you're promoting. We're going to get to that in just a moment. Plus, we're going to turn back the hands of time and step into the Wayback Machine to 1968. But I want to remind all of you, this is MediConnect, of course, bridging the healthcare gap, the inside connection. Every week from 9 to 10, 888-818-6334. We have live advisors standing by until noon today. So if you want to set up that appointment, and remember, there is never a fee for their services. 888-818-6334, MediConnectInsurance.com. They're going to be out and about. We're going to tell you where they'll be and how you can register. It's free, either by going to MediConnectInsurance.com and clicking on the seminars tab, or calling right now and reserving your space at 888-818-6334. Before we get to five-star plans and more, it's great to see you. Good morning.
Yeah, happy Earth Day. Happy Earth Day to you and the Pratt Pack. And yes, very nice to be seen and to be here talking with you this morning. We are going to be discussing the five-star plan choices that are available here in Western Pennsylvania and some of the nuances involved that a lot of people don't really plug into or know about, that I think is almost a negligence, if you will. So we're going to get to that and explain all your rights and options when it comes to that. We're also going to be talking a little bit about our seminar readout, as we just discussed, and then talk about the Medicare in a Minute series that we do have building out there that people can really utilize as a tool to make Medicare much simpler for them. So we're going to talk about all that throughout the show. But as always, we want to begin this hour by having a little bit of fun with our audience. So as Rob alluded to, we are going to be talking about 1968, which, Rob, you're just entering into Medicare age, right? And so you were about 11 years old during this time.
Right on the money. It was one of my favorite years because the following year, we set foot on the moon.
That's right.
And it changed my life forever.
That's
Space, the final frontier.
Okay.
I've been taking up space first. No. But that was a very magical time.
It was. And there was a lot going on, of course. And I think it's worth starting out by talking about the fact that this was, the year that, unfortunately, Martin Luther King, as well as Robert F. Kennedy, were both assassinated. I didn't know, but when it came to Martin Luther King, you know, shortly before his death, he became an outspoken critic of the Vietnam War, which is probably what helped lead to, as well as all of the powerful words that he spoke during his time. But
that was really his last mission on the planet before he so untimely died in Memphis. He just was vehement. That's what he was really. That was his next mission along with civil rights.
Yeah. So powerful words and, really try to spark a peace rally, if you will. And then, you know, Robert F. Kennedy, who was assassinated in 1968 as well. He just gave it a victory speech of the California presidential primary that he had just won. And then Sirhan, you know, it was sentenced to death, but then commuted to life in prison afterwards.
And recently denied parole again. And as a matter of fact, the one person who spoke out that he shouldn't be paroled recently announced that he's running for presidency, Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Right. So crazy how this all comes about full circle, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's also worth noting that the Intel Corporation was launched in 1968. Intel, as you're probably aware from those commercials with that little tune that talks about their microchips, and the way that that company has shaped the revolution when it comes to technology, really, you can't speak more about it. It's in all of our phones, our computers, you know, our cars now. So pretty incredible that, again, not that long ago, something so small helped shape our country for, you know, here we are many years later, right? Boeing introduced the 747.
1968.
Correct.
No kidding.
They sure did. And at that time, I'm not quite sure if it's if the payload is increased, if you will, but at that time it was capable of carrying 374 passengers per flight.
Something I've always wanted to do is take a spin in a 747. They say unbelievable.
Yeah. I mean, it's a bus on with wings, you know what I mean?
Aerodynamics at its best.
Want to go back and talk about the cost of living in 1968. This is going to be quite a culture shock for all of us. So the average new home price was $15,000. The average income was $7,800 per year. A new car costs about $2,750. Of course, we always like to talk about the cost of gas. A gallon of gas cost 34 cents back in 1968. Yeah, I know. I had that same expression when I read that. The federal minimum wage was $1.50 an hour. I know. I wonder how could you make it by?
Yeah, but you could still work an hour and get like 4 gallons of gasoline.
That's true.
So you got to look on the bright side.
You do. Absolutely. And then, of course, we always like to talk about the trivia. And if you plugged into our Facebook page yesterday, you probably already know the answer, so I'm sure.
Yeah, this I got to be honest with you. You must have had a busy week.
I did.
Yeah, because this one, if the first caller doesn't get it, we got a problem.
We do. We do. So, of course, the NFL draft is next week.
Right.
So pretty timely.
And
it's also 1968, as we go back to that, is also the year that this legend retired from coaching the Green Bay Packers. So, what is the person's name who retired from coaching the Green Bay Packers in 1968? The first person who gets the correct answer, $15 gas card is coming your way.
And that number is 412-922-1020. My producer, Zach, is standing by. So, call, and that person will get that gas card. You don't realize the 60s were an amazing year. I mean, there were a lot of big news stories. Obviously, the death of JFK, Bobby Kennedy, Martin Luther King, Vietnam War. But it was also the beginning of the end for working class people in manufacturing, because shortly thereafter, it was about 10 years or so before, but then it started to happen at an enormous clip. We started to lose all these steel mills and jobs. So it was the last bastion of the glory years here in Western Pennsylvania in the tri-state.
It really was. And, you know, you still drive by the Southside Flats where the mills were, or over in Hazelwood where they were, you know, along the river. And it's pretty it still kind of shakes you to your core, because you can see all the land and some of the buildings that were there that are just, you know, they're ghost towns now.
Well, you and Brian, of course, are from that part of Pittsburgh, and you remember, and I'm a lot older than both of you, but I grew up in the shadows of J&L and Crucible and Bethlehem still and American Bridge, to where there were people on Main Street America 24 hours a day because of the shift work. It's incredible to think that we had that kind of traffic at one time in places like Manessa and Monongahela and Ambridge and Aliquippa and Carnegie and the South Side. So we know a little bit about work, and that's why after you've put in your time working, you have to get the best when it comes to Medicare coverage, and five-star plans are definitely helping people get the most out of it.
They definitely are, and we're going to talk about that a lot in the next segment before we get there. However, I do want to talk a little bit more about our seminar locations, as we do have a handful coming up that you can plug into. On April 25th, we are going to be at the Hampton Inn in Sewickley. That's on Wexford Bain Road. And I'm going to be there with Corey Murphy, who will be presenting. So come say hello. May 2nd, we're going to be at the Holiday Inn in Monroeville. Always a big turnout in Monroeville. Very excited to be going back there. May 4th, Upper St. Clair Community Center. Beautiful building. Wonderful facility. So we're excited always anytime that we can get into there. And then lastly, May 9th, AHN McCandless Hospital out on Duncan Avenue. All of these events are 6 o'clock start times, free to attend. Register your seat now, as they do fill up quick, by either calling 888-818-6334 or going to MediConnectInsurance.com. And if you're going to be new, if you're going to be new to Medicare within the next 12 months, whether you're aging in by turning 65 or you're working beyond your 65th birthday and wondering if Medicare could be better than the group coverage you have now, you must attend these events. We can lay it all out for you.
All right. Again, tell the folks that if you set up an appointment with your advisors, there is never a charge for your services.
No cost, no fee ever. For in perpetuity, for as long as you want to use us, there is never a fee. We get paid directly by the insurance carriers.
You know, one of the things that I want to ask you, Sean, before we go to break, when you have traditional health care coverage and you work for an employer, somebody would say, well, I wish I had that one, or I wish I had that one.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, when you look at Medicare coverage and some of the biggest names that we talk about every week, they really are pretty close. It's the fine line. It's the one thing that you need that maybe the other person doesn't need.
Yep.
They do a great job, but this is where you guys thread the needle, right?
Yeah, I mean, you make a great point there, and I don't know if we spend enough time talking about that, where each of these insurance companies do something special that puts them over and above in certain categories. But they all have their little nuances that they work very well within. So, you know, if you just happen to align yourself with a brand because that's who you work with during your working life, I understand that. But there could be a carrier out there, again, threading the needle, that might be able to make something a little bit more reachable, more accessible to you for something you really need. I mean, not everybody has the same dental coverage. Not everybody has the same vision. Prescription coverage can vary greatly between all these insurance companies. So it's really worth an assessment to look over all of them. And again, we don't have to look at 70 different plans. We could take your particular situation, whittle it down to just a couple so you can make a great decision for yourself.
All right, listen, we're going to get a break in here. We'll come back. And don't forget that roundtable discussion coming up in about 20 minutes. If you're dealing with some things concerning Medicare coverage, whatever it may be, we're going to give you a chance to phone in at 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. Hey, don't miss Dead End Company, their summer 2023, the final tour, coming to the Pavilion at Star Lake in Burgerstown, Monday, June 5th, 2023. For your chance to win a pair of tickets to the show, all you have to do is log in, search, and listen to KDK on the free Odyssey app or stream us online. For every hour you're logged in and listening, you will get one entry into the contest. Only have a few minutes to spare? No worries. Every minute you listen will add up until you hit the hour mark. The more you listen, the more chances you have to win. Get all the details at KDKRadio.com by clicking the contest tab at the top of the page. Pro tip, make sure you are signed in to get your account to get entered. Sean Horn, Rob Pratt, back with more of the Inside Connection in just a moment. All right, back with Sean Horn, and Kathy is the winner, and the correct answer for that gift card, which is a gas card, is
Vince Lombardi, whose name is on the Super Bowl trophy, of course. So obviously had a major impact on the game. And again, retired in 1968. When you see all those videos of him talking about a seam here, a seam there, right? I thought that he coached a lot earlier in time, but for him to only retire in 1968, recent history.
Sad to say, you know why he retired.
I do not know.
Because he was diagnosed with cancer.
I did not know that.
And he passed away. What happened was he left the Green Bay Packers, went to Washington, and had them headed in the right direction. And soon after he decided to take that job in the nation's capital, he was diagnosed and he died a short time. He only lived to be like 54.
Wow, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, he didn't live very long, but he left a lasting legacy. And every time you think of the big game, you think of the big fella, the coach, the great Vince Lombardi, one of my heroes to this day. Okay, five-star plans, where you want to go?
All right, so I don't know that our audience quite understands what is permissible with five-star plans. So I want to start off by talking about the fact that here in southwestern Pennsylvania, we are very fortunate where we have about 20 Medicare Advantage plans that do qualify for the five-star rating. Now, let's take a step back and explain what goes into determining whether a plan is five-star or not. The first and foremost is going to be the way that the plan is structured. So the benefits versus cost of the plan is going to have a bit of an impact on whether it's a five-star rating or not. Another aspect of it that kind of goes under the radar is basically the member, how they qualify with the member satisfaction, but also the manner in which the process is streamlined to go from pre-authorization to have a test or procedure done. And by the way, what was just announced by the federal government just a couple weeks ago in that final notice is that there's going to be about 2,000 medical codes that are removed from Medicare in the coming year. Okay, 2,000 codes because there's been too much ambiguity, not enough clarity when it comes to what procedure is done and how things can be done a little bit quicker. Well, the insurance companies created all these codes because, quite honestly, if they're paying out claim dollars, that is money out the door. So they want to make it as such to where you're going to, spend a little bit to finally get that procedure, get that test that you finally need, and they're going to make you jump through hoops where the government does not like that realm. And let me kind of put it in a personal level. I was talking to you a little bit about something I've been going through. I had an MRI done a few weeks back, and I'm covered very nicely by my wife's insurance. And still, my MRI is going to cost over $700 to have that completed, whereas if I was on a Medicare plan, it would cost me maybe a couple hundred dollars. That's it. So just look at the cost of that right there. So that means the insurance company is going to pay out more. So they're going to make you jump through more hoops to get to that final stage. Again, government does not like that. So they're putting forth some measures to make sure that people can get the care they need quicker. Now, that's going to be basically mandated process in order to get to that five-star plan rating. Also, access to care, positive health outcomes. That's going to be another aspect of is it a five-star plan or not. So again, to have a little over 20 Medicare Advantage plans here in southwestern Pennsylvania to pick from with a five-star plan rating, we are very fortunate because up until about 3 years ago, we had zero Medicare plans that were five-star. So now they're available. So what does that mean for you, the listener? That means that if you are somebody who unfortunately is paying too much for your medication, you need more dental benefits, you're not quite comfortable with the network accessibility you have, or there's something going on in your coverage that you're not completely enthralled with, you do have an option and ability to make a change right now and throughout the year. Because listen, Rob, I drive through a lot of these neighborhoods with these billboards from these insurance companies and say, we have five-star plans, which is great. It's nice to make people aware, but they're not doing a good enough job explaining what that means for the consumer. And again, that means that you can take a look at a five-star plan right now to see if it's in your better interest. And if it is, which we can help guide you through, if it is in your better interest, we can help facilitate that move for you.
And do those five stars actually mean a five-star plan?
They really do. I mean, there's about 20 of them. Two of the local carriers that people in our region know and love passionately, UPMC and Highmark, they're the ones offering them this year. So the standard is high. And again, the care and the...
That's why you have to make sure you're going with the legit ones when it comes to those five stars.
You do. And there's a lot of ambiguity, again, when it comes to how you can access them. What kind of benefits can you get? Nothing is streamlined when it comes to Medicare. And again, that's why we feel like we fill this niche of making sure that people who are curious can get those answers that they so do deserve.
All right. Talk about your seminars, and I'll tell people how they can plug in. They are free, but you have to register.
You do have to register. So we are going to be at the Hampton Inn in Sewickley on April 25th, Holiday Inn in Monroeville May 2nd, Upper St. Clair Community Center May 4th, and AHN McCandless Hospital May 9th, all 6 o'clock start times.
So how do you register? I'm glad you asked. 888-818-6334. You can call right now and say, I want to go to this date or that date. And it's 888-818-6334 and MediConnectInsurance.com. Click on the seminars tab and you can register right there as well. You know, when you think about Medicare, you have to think about it year round, even though we talk about open and annual enrollment, you know, one being in the wintertime, one being in the first of the year. You need to be thinking, putting your due diligence, you know, your timeline, things that are important to you, your health issues that maybe need a little bit of extra attention. So even if you're 6 months out, you should set up an appointment with MediConnect as soon as you can.
Especially if you have medications that are suddenly popping up on your radar due to a recent diagnosis or condition, or you go from a generic to a brand name drug and you're finding that your coverage may not be as great as you had hoped. Look, there's a lot of movement, especially when it comes to your prescription drugs. And that is one thing that I do want to say about these five-star plans. They are top tier when it comes to prescription drug coverage in our region. So if you're paying more than you think you should for your medications, you really should be calling this weekend. We do have the A-team involved where Ramsey and Lee are back at the office answering your questions live at the office right now. 888-818-6334.
You know, it is amazing. If you do a little price comparison, even, you know, taking a look at one pharmacy as opposed to another, and if you have MediConnect in your corner, you can save a ton of money.
Let me tell you about this gentleman we ran into this week. Unfortunately, he was kicked off his plan back in 2021. So basically, he's a veteran, but he kicked off his plan and basically just had A and B, as well as his VA benefits that he got as a member of our military, which he's a hero for. And then we come in contact with him. He made a connection with us through the radio show as a result of us talking about five-star plans. So we went out and met with him and found out that he is eligible to go back onto the company that he had previously, but also able to get money back into his Medicare costs. So people are paying about $160 a month for their Medicare Part B on average. He was able to get money back because he's a VA beneficiary, able to get money back, get a five-star plan that is going to get him dental, vision, hearing, gym membership, and all this other stuff that he really wanted but didn't really have to pay for. Again, that's almost criminal that he went without coverage for so long, not knowing any better. And nobody reached out to him. And he did make the comment as we were helping him and finishing out. He said the government should send your company to help more people like me. And
he's not the only one.
No, he's not. But I tell you, there's no better testimonial than hearing that right there. We're very proud of what we do. And to be able to help out someone like him, that's really what drives us every single day.
Hope from hopelessness.
Correct.
And you do it every day. But tell them about some of the other things that you're doing via the world of social media and, of course, electronic media. We've got about a minute. We'll go to break.
Yeah, so we're going to be talking in the next segment about the fact that we're building out a Medicare in a Minute series, which there's a lot of content there to dive into. Literally one-minute segments breaking down all parts of Medicare, and we're pretty well through the series right now. We're going to be adding in some videos, which I'll break down all the topics in the next segment, but on our YouTube page, which you can find by searching MediConnect Insurance, you'll be able to plug in all that, plus our television show that is all of a sudden becoming quite popular in our region. So yeah, we have our episodes there and those videos. You can check them out at any time.
Get that KDK Television Watch app and, of course, KDKA Television, their website. You can find out more about what he's talking there. And that streams every week as well, too. But we're on the radio. This is Prime Real Estate. This is where we get it done every week. This is why we continue to get the word out about MediConnect on the Inside Connection. Back with more in a moment. 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334, MediConnectInsurance.com. Okay, what's up next with Sean Horn on KDKA?
So one more time, just want to give a readout that we're going to be in the Swickley area, Monroeville, Upper St. Clair, McCandless in the next few weeks when it comes to the new two Medicare seminars. So again, if you're going to be on Medicare within the next year, you're turning in, you know, by turning 65 years old, or you're potentially looking to retire or compare your group coverage versus Medicare, you really need to plug into these events. So if you're near and dear to those locations, come check us out. Get that answer that you so deserve. And we'll keep the content or the presentation to 45 minutes to an hour to make sure that we're not taking up your entire evening. So 888-818-6334 or go to MediConnectInsurance.com to get your seat registered. But, you know, I'm also very aware of the fact that there are a lot of people out there who are listening right now that may not be the classroom learner. And let me explain, Rob. I, for one, very much resonate with that. I went to high school to socialize and to play baseball. The schoolwork and so forth was not my cup of tea. So, you know, I got by, obviously, and made it through and have done pretty well since. But, you know, I didn't learn very well that way. I'm more of a self-taught learner. I learned through experience. I learned from being able to conceptualize things myself. And because of that, and again, not everybody is a seminar learner, we wanted to make information easier to touch. So once again, if you go to YouTube and you search MediConnect Insurance, you're going to see a series that is built specifically for you. And that series is called Medicare in a Minute. And with Medicare in a Minute, we are starting to go over all concepts of Medicare. We're talking about Medicare Part A and your hospitalization, Medicare Part B, your medical. Talk about Medicare Advantage plans, Medicare supplement, drug coverage, donut hole. We also talk about penalties as well as the IRMA or income-related monthly adjusted amount and how some people have to pay more for Medicare. We go through all of that, enrollment periods. All of this is laid out for you right now that you can go and access. And again, I really want to make this point known and make it very powerful that there is no information you need to give us in order to go and watch this series. We don't ask for your email address. You can go to YouTube at any time and check it out. You're not going to get, you know, an email drip campaign from us that just annoys you. We are making so that you can access good information whenever you see fit. And again, if you're not that seminar learner and you do want to know a little bit more about Medicare and not just fly blind and hopefully you make the right decision, we can help you make sure you make the right decision with everything related to Medicare. And again, the best way to do that right now, if you're not the seminar type of person, YouTube, MediConnect Insurance, you'll see the entire series. Plus, as we talked about in the last segment a little bit, you'll also see our television show that we have on CBS News Pittsburgh that plays on Sundays, where you can see a lot of the information we talked about recently with the Medicaid redetermination and how many people that's going to impact. We talked about the Medicare final notice and what that looks like moving ahead and how some costs with Medicare may be going up a little bit. And as well as all of the code changes that I talked about in the last segment. We touch on all of that recently, and we have another episode showing tomorrow at noon. So again, if you want to see what that is all about, by all means, the door is wide open for you to go walk through, get that information you need, get to know MediConnect a little bit more, and why we are the top-rated advisory firm for all things Medicare. Make things simple for you, because that is what you deserve, to make sure that you're not making a mistake. Because honestly, Rob, I've come to realize that we have a lot of, you know, financial-related shows when it comes to retirement planning, your stock market, the bonds, and everything else that's happening there. People really pay attention to what's happening with their money, especially as we get close to or into retirement. But we really need to spend a moment and talk about the fact that if you make a mistake with Medicare, that could have just as big of an impact on your retirement planning as a market downturn. So one incorrect piece of planning relating to your health care with your retirement and your savings accounts, if you're taking a medication that is not covered well by your particular company right now, there may be better ways to access more affordable pricing. That is big that people really need to hear, because, again, it doesn't need to be made any more difficult than how we're laying it out for you. Medicare should be made simple.
Listen, I do this show with them every week. I'm not on Medicare, but I will be. And I wonder many times, like all of you, can they really continue to do what they do with such success? So I was having an issue getting a medication covered by my insurance. Medication is not important. It was just one of those things. So that team, Lance, Sean, went to work. And no, didn't find success, but they found other brands and names, which I'm happy to say did get approved. So because of the work that you two did, it really kind of opened my eyes and ears to alternatives. So if there's not one road to take, there's always some other road, and that's what you do every day with people. One road may be blocked, but you put them on another road, and that's how you find success.
Yeah, I mean, we're plugged in with strong contacts at the insurance companies, so we can get answers very quickly, which is why we're building out our own client services department, because we want to be the people who service you so that you don't have to get the runaround from the insurance companies when you call. Because we understand if you call five different times, you may get five different answers from the insurance companies, where we have the direct contacts inside of all of them to get the right answer the first time so that you're not frustrated. So that's a big piece of what we have building as well. But, you know, we also have a former pharmacist working with us. We have people who have experience with things related to Medicare that, again, can streamline information very quickly for you so that you don't have to be frustrated. It shouldn't be that way. You should, you know, unless you're going through something medically, you shouldn't have to touch your Medicare more than a couple times a year from when you go to your doctor's visit to make sure everything is A-OK, get your checkups, get your physicals, you know, see your specialist here and there. That should be all you need to think about related to Medicare. For those of you who are taking on a little bit more when it comes to your health, we understand that is when you need it, and it should be there to catch you. You shouldn't have to worry about, is this going to be covered? How much am I going to have to pay? And again, we can lay all that information out for you ahead of time so you can properly plan.
You know, and the thing amazes me, and whether it's Lauren or you or Lance and Brian and Joe, but let's face it, all of the people that work for you, that many of them right now standing by at 888-818-6334, this is what you do every day.
Every single day. And it's our passion, because I've said it many times on the show and I'll continue to say it. It's not that insurance is a very enthralling subject matter. I totally understand that. That is not what we are most passionate about. We are passionate about helping people in our community that built this country. We were talking in the first segment about all the steel mills and so forth, right? All the
bells and whistles.
The people who worked in those that still reside in our region built this country that are listening right now.
Mm-hmm.
Now is not the time you should be worried about, is your health care up to date? Is it up to snuff? Is it going to be there to catch you? So again, we have the advisor standing by now through noon, as well as 8:30 through 5 during the week. You can call at any time to get those answers completely free of cost to you. Never a cost for our services. 888-818-6334.
You know, we have a wall of TVs in the newsroom, and I can't tell you how many times I look up throughout the week and Brian and I are looking right at each other. And I'm like, yeah, there he is checking on me again. But think about it. Brian's parents, your parents, relations obviously being connected. But you've both been standing on the shoulders of giants, people who worked, were part of that greatest generation, that generation. And that's why Brian does the work that he does. That's why you do the work that you do. And Lance and so on. And Lauren, you're all a part of that time period where people knew nothing but hard work. So you figure, as I have, The least thing we can do is carry on the tradition, even though it may be a different type of work. We can go to work every day trying to make our life better for our friends, neighbors, and obviously our family. That's why it works at MediConnect.
You know, I encourage those who are listening right now that are near a computer, I would encourage you all to Google MediConnect. You'll see our star rating over there, pretty highly rated, I would imagine, that you'll come to find. But really, read the words of the testimonials that people are leaving completely on their own. So you're going to come to find it. Some people find that we have made this process a lot easier. We've taken complicated situations and really tightened down the timelines that people need to really pick their coverage through. And, you know, we do this every single day at a very high level. Yes, we get a little bit busier in the fourth quarter and in the first quarter of the year, but we're still humming right along, helping so many people. And again, and we're in the middle of April. There's technically no massive enrollment period, although, again, like I talked about in the last segment, we do have the five-star plan options available to you. So there's still just so many ways that we can help and drive costs down for you while making sure that your coverage is extended out as far as possible for your needs.
Before we go to break, and again, we're going to tell you about the seminars, 888-818-6334. You can register there. They're free. You can call right now, or you can go to MediConnectInsurance.com, click on the seminars tab. Tell them where you're going to be.
One more time. I am actually very excited to go to the Hampton Inn in Swickley. I will be in the crowd, joined by Corey Murphy. So Hampton Inn in Swickley, April 25th. Holiday Inn in Monroeville, May 2nd. May 4th, Upper St. Clair Community Center. May 9th, AHN McCandless Hospital. Beautiful facility. Very excited to go back there. So all 6 o'clock start time, so you can come check us out after work. All free to attend with no obligation. We just want to put out good information for you.
Yeah, and here's the thing. The information that you get is all good, but the only way you get it is you set up that free appointment. And again, I repeat, free, no matter how long you deal with them. They never charge you for their services. The healthcare carriers are the ones that take care of them. And obviously, they pass that great knowledge on to you, and they don't charge you a single cent. 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-6334. MediConnect, bridging the healthcare gap. Sean Horn, Rob Pratt. This is the Inside Connection. Back with more in a moment. I've got to tell you, Larry and Marty are looking for some hometown heroes. If you know someone doing extraordinary things in your community, they want to know about them. Nominations are now open, kdkradio.com. Larry and Marty's Hometown Heroes, 100.1 FM, AM 1020, KDK. Like a great opera singer, you could hear him clearing his throat moments ago, because now he is ready for the final segment of this week's edition of The Inside Connection. The man, the myth, the legend, who does all this stuff for them when it comes to advertisements and social media stuff, and he puts our show together every week. My dear friend, Sean Horn. Sean.
So as always, you know, Medicare is confusing. It's frustrating. It's overwhelming. And, you know, I really want to make a plea out there to the people who are working beyond the age of 65. So might sound familiar to you, Rob.
Yes.
So for those of you who are still working, you have your group benefits through your employer. I would still very much encourage you to get connected with MediConnect, whether it be coming to our seminars, calling us individually for us to give you that one-on-one assessment, because the biggest question that we're facing when we are doing these in-person seminars, much like we did up in your neck of the woods in Monaca this past week, as we will when we go to Swickley this upcoming week, what we hear all the time is, I'm still working. Do I need Medicare? And the shorthand answer is, I don't know. Because it's going to come down to your personal situation. But one thing I will tell you without fail is that Medicare has become much more competitive in the last 10 years, most specifically. I would even go back to as recently as the last 5 years. Ever since, you know, that little brush up happened in our neck of the woods here between the two giants, things have really been pushed to a competitive place when it comes to Medicare versus group insurance. So I'm especially pleading to those of you who have plans through your employer that have deductibles of $1,000, $2,000, $3,000 and more. If that is you and you're beyond the age of 65 years old, you really need to get in contact with MediConnect, because there are quite possibly benefits available, savings available, extended coverages available. There's quite possibly an enhancement of coverage that is available for you through Medicare that the employer may not be able to match. So if that sounds like something that's, you know, potentially beneficial to you of saving money with your healthcare yet getting better benefits, I think, again, you really need to connect with MediConnect by calling 888-818-6334. Because if there is one segment, one demographic that we're seeing a lot of movement with recently, it is that person who's working beyond the age of 65.
Listen, as I was telling Brian last hour, a lot of people are working past 65 because they just want to work.
Yeah.
It's nothing other than they want to work. And again, I still believe, and I'm getting to that point, 66, that, you know, that rug cutting time is almost here when I start collecting Social Security, when I go on Medicare. But, you know, you really have the best of both worlds. If you are still working, you're still healthy, you can continue to maintain your company benefits, or you can go on Medicare. So you don't, even though they say 65, if you don't want to retire and you're still of sound mind and body and you're doing a great job and it makes you feel good to go to work, keep working.
We are seeing, and that's a great point, we are seeing more and more people who are continuing to work and, again, engage with Medicare. But one thing I want to make very clear, because I think this is also a bit of a misnomer and a miscalculation by some who may be listening, you do not need to get on Social Security to have Medicare. And you don't need to get onto Medicare to have Social Security. They're completely independent from one another. So you could keep working, keep letting that Social Security build, which we're seeing more and more of, and still get onto Medicare. It is possible for you. So you don't have to remain saddled with coverage through your employer that you may not be very happy with. And I will also say it's going to be a benefit to the company as well, because they are paying into your benefits at the same time at a higher level than you are. So it's going to be an all-around good thing for a lot of people who are listening right now that is very within reach, much more so than you probably even believe. And again, there's extensive benefits and coverage for a lot less money and a lot less deductible now.
The reason I still want to work is I love it, but I want to be a part of this. SpaceX has landed on the moon. SpaceX has landed on Mars. NASA is back on the moon. I want to be on the radio when we end up back on the moon. That's what I want to do. I want to be back when they get on the moon. I want to be back on the air talking about it. Something I've always wanted to do.
Well, I will say it is pretty impressive how, like, every time I bring up some noteworthy news that we go over in our first segment, you're like, yeah, I was on the radio for that. But I will say, though, be careful with SpaceX. You got to make sure that thing gets off the ground first.
Can I tell you something, though? But Elon Musk, the total optimist, said, look, congratulations, we got it off the lifting pad. That's the largest rocket in the history of space travel.
So it is.
All I know is better days ahead. And we are going back to the moon in 2024. So things are looking up. And here's the other thing, too. I've been around a lot of healthcare facilities of late, a lot, for whatever reason. Yeah. We live in the best area when it comes to these great brands that we talk about all the time. They employ so many people. They do so much. They support charitable work, what have you, science, research, medicine. But more importantly, people like MediConnect give people the sound mind and peace that they've got to go through an issue, but they don't have to worry about going to the mailbox. And you know what? That's worth everything. That's what you do for people every day at MediConnect.
Yeah, I mean, I talked about in the first segment, I think it was, maybe even a second, where, you know, I had to face an MRI recently where I have a pretty extensive bill and I'm going to have more coming as a result of what was found. So, you know, people who are on Medicare, they don't have to worry so much about that.
No. I can't tell you how many places I've been at when I've heard, don't worry, you're on Medicare.
Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you right now, if I could have gone on Medicare before that MRI, I would have done it because I would have saved hundreds of dollars for myself.
So hypothetically, and we love you and you're going to be okay and life is good, but were you thinking about that? Thinking,
oh, absolutely.
While you're in there and thinking.
Without a doubt. When they told me what my bill was going to be, I was like, oh.
Would you have saved hundreds?
Yeah, at least $500.
So if that doesn't make you want to dial 888-818-6334, that's 500 reasons, 888-818-6334, MediConnectInsurance.com, bridging the healthcare gap. Do you think, what I love the most about the big two, everybody's playing fair in the sandbox. They are competitive and rightfully so, but guess who's benefiting? The consumer.
Without a doubt. That's the beautiful end of all of this. So what happened back in 2018, which we may again face in another few years, when a decree supposedly expires. But from then until now, benefits have never been stronger because all this competition has come forth as a result of Western Pennsylvania being one of the hottest markets in America when it comes to the baby boomer generation. Everybody wants to be here. And when they come, they better put their best foot forward or they might as well not even come at all. So that's really pushing forward a lot of these benefits that are a lot of, you know, our listeners are able to take advantage of now. So five-star plan choices are out there. You can plug into them right now.
You know, and I was talking to someone the other day. I was talking about a dental implant. I said, you know, you're of age. You should check. They did. They were blown away. So now they're going to get some implant action at no cost.
We actually, I'm going to let out a little secret here. We had UPMC in our office this past week, and they actually do have ways that you can get some implants covered. So they have five-star plans as well. It may be worth looking into if that is something that is top of mind for you. And again, there's other benefits and reasons to connect beyond the dental. Coverage has gone so much further in the last 5 years. And if you haven't reassessed or looked at it from a comparative standpoint, you're making a giant mistake that's going to cost you way more than it should.
All right, please tell everybody where you're going to be with these seminars. And I'm going to tell you how you can register. It is free, all of these seminars, but you have to register to reserve your space. Go ahead, Sean.
So Hampton Inn in Sewickley, off of Wexford Bain Road, April 25th. May 2nd, Holiday Inn in Monroeville. May 4th, Upper St. Clair Community Center. Love that building. May 9th, AHN McCandless Hospital, another beautiful facility. All 6 o'clock start times. Within an hour, you'll have all the information you need without having to read the information that is hitting your mailbox every single day.
Let me, you also are the reason why a lot of the advertisements end up at Odyssey, and we're grateful. But I finally found out, and I'll bring this up tomorrow, why the Pirates are off to such a great start. Their best start since 1992. It's because MediConnect, the decision you were involved in, is sponsoring the Derek Shelton Show over on 93.7 The Fan. So now I know why they've had so much success.
I tell you what, that Derek Shelton is a character too, man. He drives that show. He carries those hosts.
He's amazing. He's amazing. He's a young guy. And I got to tell you, Sean Casey from Upper St. Clair, the great baseball player, absolutely loves this guy. And as somebody, Paul Alexander, told me the other day, if Sean Casey's in, the mighty Casey, it's all good. And now he's got some talent to manage. I'm telling you, this team is legit.
They're flying under the radar, which is probably the best place for them. So let it keep going on. Big things are ahead, I do believe.
That's my motto, and I've been under that radar for a long time, and I'm staying put. Thank you, sir.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Stay tuned. News. And then we're going on the road to the grand reopening of that North Hills AAA Central office for the next 2 hours. Stay with us.